All right, last episode on the Quranic Code, we learned about a viceroy because they asked if God was, the Adonai was going to put a viceroy in the earth. And he said only he knows. But a viceroy means a ruler. All right, so we're going to get going on verse 31 of Surah 2, Al-Baqarah. And he taught Adam all the names and showed them to the angel, saying, inform me of the names of these, if ye are truthful. So the Adonai taught Adam all the names and then showed them to the angels, all the names. I think for the animals, at least in the Torah, it says that Adam gave all the animals names. So they said, be glorified. We have no knowledge except that which thou hast taught us. Thou, only thou, are the knower, the wise. So even they were saying, hey, we don't even have any knowledge except for whatever you teach us. Like, because you are the knower, the wise. So they're praising the Adonai, it sounds like. All right, he said, Adam, inform them of their names. And when they had informed them of their names, I just don't know who them is. So Adam's telling someone their names, and I'm not sure if it's the animals or not. You'd have to ask a person more informed about the Quran than me that could read it in its native tongue. He said, which, speaking of native tongue, this is something that might have happened. I was listening. They're saying that Emmanuel's native tongue is Aramaic, which I really don't get. Like, that's almost beyond me. Okay, but his native tongue was Aramaic. So in Aramaic, the name for God is Allah. So whether or not Emmanuel used that term when referring to the God of Israel, I don't know. I wasn't there. But if it's an Aramaic term, I believe that that's the term. Could be wrong, though. Could be wrong. Been known to be wrong once or twice. Not very often, though. All right. So, where are we at? We're on 31. We're read 32. He said, O Adam, inform them of their names, whoever them is again. And when he had informed them of their names, he said, did I not tell you that I know the secret of the heavens and the earth? And I know that which ye disclose and which ye hide. So whoever's talking to him is saying, like, he knows everything, basically. Everything that people hide from him. Everything that's not hidden. Everything that's created. And even the heavens. So the knower of all things is basically what the Quran boils the Adonai down to. And when we said unto the angels, prostrate yourself. So prostrate means to bow down. All right. And I'll double check that. I'll have that for you tomorrow, the exact definition of prostrate. But prostrate yourself before Adam. They fell prostrate, all except for Iblis. He demurred through pride, and so became a disbeliever. Iblis is kind of a big deal in Islam, from what I can tell. They're always talking about how Iblis didn't prostrate himself before the Lord. So he was basically cast out, just like Satan. Or I think that Iblis might be Satan in the Quran. Not sure on that one. You have to ask a bigger, were they imams? Yeah, than me. Okay, or a bigger teacher, I guess is the right word. All right, and we said, O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden, and eat freely of the fruits thereof where you will, but do not come near the tree, lest ye become wrongdoers. So here we are in the first chapter of the Quran. It's already sounding exactly like the first chapter of the Torah. They're saying, dwell in the garden with your wife. And you all know that Adam's wife was Eve. And eat freely of the fruits. The fruit that was in the garden thereof. which you will, but do not come near the tree, lest you become wrongdoers. In the Torah, God tells them, don't eat from the tree of the fruit of the knowledge between good and evil. But guess what they do? They eat from the tree, because they are not listening to the Adonai.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.